King Kelly wrote. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the Guru in this way: Samsara Dhavan Alalita Loka Trinaya Karunya Ganagana Prabhu Pratasha Kalyana Gunana Vashya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. One should approach a Guru who can extinguish the blazing fire of this material world, the struggle of existence. People want to be cheated, and therefore they go to yogis and swamis who play tricks. But tricks do not mitigate the miseries of material life. If being able to manufacture gold is a criterion for becoming God, then why not accept Krishna, the proprietor of the entire universe, wherein there are countless tons of gold? As mentioned before, the color of gold is compared to the willow wisp or yellow stool. Therefore, one should not be allured by gold manufacturing gurus, but should sincerely approach a devotee like Jad Bharata. Jad Bharata instructed Rahugana Maharaj as well, so well, that the king was relieved from the bodily conception. One cannot become happy by accepting a false guru. A guru should be accepted as advised in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21. Tasmat gurum prapajayeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. One should approach a bona fide guru to inquire about the highest benefit of life. Such a guru is described as follows: Shabde Pare Cha Nishnatam. Such a guru does not manufacture gold or juggle words. He is well versed in the conclusions of Vedic knowledge, Vedaischa Savair Aham Eva Veja. He is freed from all material contamination and is fully engaged in Krishna's service. If one is able to obtain the dust of the lotus feet of such a guru, his life becomes successful. Otherwise, he is baffled both in this life and in the next. Omigyan Timanandasya Gilanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Pakidamayam Tadati Swapatantikam Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindubi Evacha Petitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So what is the subject matter of this purport? By Srila Prabhupada. What is Prabhupada teaching us? He's teaching about Guru Tattva. There are many tattvas. What are some of the tattvas that we have? What does tattva mean?
Truth.
Yeah, like a truth. Tattva means like a truth. So there are many tattvas. What are some of the tattvas which we have that we study?
Jiva tattva.
Vishnu tattva. Shakti Tattva, Guru Tattva, Shiva Tattva, so many different groups of it. So,
We have Vishnu Tattva. What does Vishnu Tattva mean? You two boys here in the front. Hare Krishna, you two. Huh? What is Vishnu Tattva? Huh? Vishnu Tattva means anything to do with Vishnu. Anything to do with God, with Bhagavan, with Krishna. So this, all the tattva, which is connected to Krishna, everything which is connected to Krishna, everything is connected to Krishna. Krishna says, Aham Savasya Prabhavo Mataha Savam Prabhatite. Krishna says, everything is connected to me. When the Vedas teach us three subject matters. What are the three subject matters in the Vedas? We have Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. You know those three? No? You have to know those three. What is Sambandha? What is Abhideya? What is Prayojana? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Krishna Sambandha. Krishna Sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. How does Krishna relate to everything? Right? Everything comes from Krishna. No? Achintya, Veda, Veda, Tattva. Everything is Krishna, but not everything is Krishna. Does that make sense? How does that make sense? Everything is Krishna, but everything is not Krishna. Does that make sense? How can you be everything and not everything? That is called achintya. That is called inconceivable. How can you be everything, but you're not everything? You can't do that. Right? Try to be everything. Right? We can't do that. We can't say, I am everything. Sometimes we think like that. I am everything. Everything comes from me. So you think like that, but it's not true. So you think that you are everything, but you are not. At the same time, you are not everything. So this is Sambandha. That Krishna is everything, but not everything. That's the relationship. And then there is Bhakti Abhideya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. What is the Abhideya? The Abhideya means the process to approach Krishna. That is bhakti. Without bhakti, you cannot understand Krishna. Bhakjamam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tattvataha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, it is only by bhakti that you can approach me. If you don't have bhakti, you cannot understand Krishna. So many people cannot understand Krishna. So many people come into this room, but they can't understand that the deities are non-different from Krishna. Why is that? They don't have bhakti. So you have to have bhakti, you have to have devotion. And then when you have devotion, if you have devotion, if you have bhakti, you can understand everything about Krishna. Then, prayojana. Prayojana means the goal. What is the goal? It is prema. Lord Chaitanya says prema prayojana. The goal of life is prema. Hands up if you have prema. Love for Krishna. We don't have Krishna prema. But we know that is the goal. So if you don't have it, you have not reached the goal of life. So all of us still have work to do. You have to keep coming to the temple for another 50 years. Is that okay? Another 50 years you have to come to the temple. Is it okay? In 50 years, then maybe you'll get Krishna prema. Is it okay? Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to come for another 50 years? Just like Pankajangari Prabhu, he just passed away. How old was he? Like 75, like that kind of age. 48 years serving as a pujari. 48 years. Of service as a pujari. This is how you get Krishna prema. You have to be willing to serve the deities for 48 years. Are you willing to serve the deities for 48 years? Every day. Are you willing to do it? If you're willing to do it, then yeah, you can get Krishna prema. So that is the goal. So Vishnu Tattva means Vishnu is everything. But Krishna says, I am everything, but not everything is in me. Everything is in me, but I am not in everything. He says that in the Bhagavad Gita. Right? Everything is in Krishna. We're in Krishna right now. Right? In one sense. Krishna is everything in, but I am not in everything. What does that mean? It means you won't see him, like, literally everywhere. He's in Goloka right now, doing his seva. But that is the position. So he is everywhere, but not everywhere. How can you be everywhere, but not everywhere? You can't. Right? Krishna can do it. That is called achincha, inconceivable. So we have Vishnu Tattva, then we have Jiva Tattva. What does Jiva Tattva mean? What are we? We are called Tatashta Shakti. Tatashta means marginal potency. So just like you have the beach, where is the beach? Right, just behind us. Right? The beach is running like that. Right? You have the beach just there. So if you go to the beach is Tatashta. It is the margin. Right? The ocean is there and the land is there. So we are Tatashta, which means we're in between the spiritual energy and the material energy. But sometimes the water comes. Right? And then the water covers the beach. So sometimes Maya comes and she covers us. Right? And now we're in Maya. One time, one person asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why is Maya so strong? Yeah? Why is Maya so strong? What did Prabhupada say? Yeah, Maya is not strong, you are not sincere. Maya is not strong. We are not sincere, that's the point. Because if you are sincere, Maya cannot cover you. You cannot be in Maya. If you are serious about Krishna consciousness, you cannot be in Maya. But we are in Maya. Why? Because we want to be in Maya. We're not sincere enough. So Prabhupada said that if you are sincere, then Maya, she cannot cover you. So that is the system. The jiva can be in Maya or can be in the spiritual energy. So which energy do you want to be in? Hands up, you want to be in material energy. Hands up, you want to be in spiritual energy. So then why are we still in the material energy? We all say we want to be in spiritual energy, then why are we still in Maya? Because our desire is not strong enough yet. So how do you make your desire strong? How do you get strong desire? Right? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sava Shastri Kwai, Abhamatra Sadhu Sanghi, Sava Siddhi. Then it is by your association. If you associate with people who are strong, you will also become. If you associate with people who are not so strong in Krishna consciousness, then you will also. So you have to see what it is that you are desiring. So, we have Vishnu Tattva, we have Shiva. Shiva Tattva. Then we have Shiva Tattva. What is Shiva Tattva? That is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is his own Tattva. He's not Vishnu, but he's not Jiva. Right? He's not God, but he's also not a Jiva either. So it is in between. This is called Shiva Tattva. Is it working or not working? Is it working? It is. People can see it. Fluctuating. Up and down. Maybe because of the rain or maybe because of Kali Yuga. Maybe because of too much prasada. Who knows? Sometimes there, sometimes not there. This is the material world. Welcome back, everyone. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. So, this tattva is called Shiva tattva. Shiva is not God, but he is also not a jiva. So he's in between. Right? And then you have jiva tattva, you have Shakti tattva. Shakti means Krishna's energy, like Srimati Radharani. Radharani is Shakti tattva. So she is not Krishna, she's not Shiva, she's not a jiva. But the actual Shakti or energy of Krishna. This is called Ladini Shakti. Krishna's bliss potency. Srimati Radharani is emanating that bliss potency. And then we have Guru Tattva. The Guru Tattva, this is what Prabhupada is speaking about here. The Guru Tattva. What is Guru Tattva? Acharyamam Vijaniyam. Krishna says in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, you should understand the Acharya is myself. The Acharya is Krishna. So how do we understand that? That the Acharya is Krishna. Right? He is Krishna, but he's not Krishna also. He is Krishna's representative. So he's not Krishna, but he is Krishna's devotee. Prabhupada said he is like the viceroy. So the viceroy is, back in the traditional times, you had the queen of England, or the king of England. So in India they had the viceroy, which means it wasn't the king or the queen, but the representative. The representative has the same like potency, can make decisions on behalf of. So is like the king or the queen, but is not. So the guru is like that, Guru Tattva. Guru is not Krishna, but is the empowered representative of Krishna. So we worship Krishna, Guru practically on the same level as God. Just like when Prabhupada came here to Melbourne and they picked up Prabhupada in the Rolls Royce. So they picked Prabhupada. Hey, Premier, you ready or not? You going to move this chair another 20 times or not? Are you ready or not? Come on, get together. Too noisy. Come on. So, they pick Prabhupada up in the Rolls Royce. So if someone picks you up in the Rolls Royce, what do you think? I think, oh, I'm very important. Such an opulent car. I've never even been inside one, a Rolls Royce. But if someone picks you up, you think, oh, so nice, Rolls Royce. So the Queen of England, she gets driven around in the Rolls Royce. So it's considered very obvious. They pick Prabhupada up in the Rolls Royce. So they said to Prabhupada, the reporter was at the airport. So the reporter said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, they're picking you up in the Rolls Royce. Your movement is teaching renunciation. You're supposed to be detached from this world. So if you're so detached, why are they picking you up in the Rolls Royce? Prabhupada said, I say it is not enough. Prabhupada said they should pick up the representative of God, the Guru, in a chariot made of diamonds and gold. He said, what is this car made of tin and rubber? Now you say that is often. He said, that is not enough for the representative of God. So we treat the Guru as he is the representative of God. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is described as Ashraya Vigraha. Ashraya means shelter. Shelter. Vigraha means the form. The form of shelter. So what does Vigraha mean?
Shelter.
No. Ashraya means shelter. Vigraha means form. So the form of shelter. He is the form. So therefore, we take shelter. Why does the Guru come? The Guru comes to teach us how to serve Krishna. The Guru trains us how to serve Krishna. We have to learn how to serve Krishna. Bhakti has two elements. Right? It must be favorable, it must be pleasing. Right? Favorable to Krishna and also pleasing to Krishna. Both of these things have to be there. For bhakti to be successful. This is explained. Rupa Goswami explains this. Anyabhilashitashunyam in this verse. You have to be favorable to Krishna. When you do your service, you have to do it out of love for Krishna. Right? Otherwise, it's not bhakti. Right? You do it because you have to do it. Sometimes you say to devotees, hey Prabhu, do the service. Right? No, I don't want to do it. Right? I just spent all morning saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Oh Lord, oh energy of the Lord, please give me service. Right? And then someone says, Prabhu, come and do some service. Oh, no, 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 I can't do service. And what are you doing? No. So you have to do favorably. Favorable. And it has to be pleasing to Krishna. Is it what Krishna wants? If Krishna doesn't want it, what are you doing? You're doing service, but Krishna is not happy, then what's the point? So therefore, you have to do service which is pleasing and favorable. Just like one time, someone left the box there, but they offered something to the deities. So we took the box, we took it into the paraphernalia room, we opened it up, it was a box of cigars. You know, someone thought, oh, you know, I offer something nice to Krishna. But they don't know. Okay, they're favorable, means they want to please Krishna, but it's not pleasing because they don't know what they are doing. Therefore, you need a guru. Guru teaches you how to serve Krishna. Otherwise, you don't know. You don't know what Krishna wants. The guru knows what Krishna wants. We do not know. Therefore, you need guru, because the guru will teach you what Krishna wants. The guru will also teach you the mood in how to serve Krishna. How to be pleasing to him. You have to please him. Now the guru will teach you that. What is that mood in serving Krishna? Right. So you need to learn the mood from the guru and what actually makes Krishna happy. Both things you need. So the guru is called Ashraya Vigraha. It means that guru is teaching you how to serve Krishna, right, and what will please him. The mood to serve Krishna and what will please him. The guru teaches us this. So, now that the guru is teaching like this, there are different types of gurus. What are the different types of gurus? Diksha guru? Shiksha guru?
What?
Huh? Vatma Pradaksha guru? Then? Chaitya guru? Different types of gurus there. Who was the first guru? Chaitya guru. Super soul, Paramatma. That is the first guru. He guides you. Do you listen to him? Do you know sometimes it's like you hear a voice or an intuition? Or have you ever had experience where one time you did something and your heart starts beating very fast because it's wrong thing? And you know it's the wrong thing, but still you're about to do it, and your heart goes very fast. Have you ever had that? Hands up if you had that in your life. Oh, many. Okay, many. I've had it, yeah. You've had it?
Yes.
Huh? Did you have it or not?
Yes.
No, now you have it. Okay. So, we have this experience where the heart beats very fast. What is that? That is the super soul, Paramatma. Because you're doing something, you know it's wrong, but still you're doing it, and then Paramatma is not happy. So then boom, 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 the heart starts going very fast. So here's Chaitya Guru. You have to learn to listen to him. Sometimes the Chaitya Guru, he gives instructions. When you become advanced, you can very much take guidance from the Chaitya Guru. The problem is when we're neophyte, when we're not advanced, sometimes, hey, you two, what is this? Are you listening or not? What is this? Hitting with the pencils, all this thing. Listen to the Bhagavatam. Okay? Hare Krishna. So, Chaitya Guru, right? He can instruct you, but when you're not advanced, you might get confused. You think the Chaitya Guru is the mind. Actually, your mind is telling you something. But then you think, oh no, that is the Chaitya Guru. Super Soul told me. Super. I remember one devotee actually, a number of years ago. He would say this. He would say, oh, Super Soul is telling me. No, it's your mind is telling. That's a problem. Because if you're neophyte, you don't know the difference between mind and Super Soul. Therefore, you need the external manifestation of Super Soul, who is Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. What does Shiksha mean? Yeah? Very good, teaching, yeah. Instructing. The instructing guru. Now, there are many Shiksha gurus, many. Right? Not just one. There are many people who like shikshiku, who will give you instruction. Sometimes devotees say, "Oh, Prabhuji, you are my shiksha guru." But then you give them instruction, they don't follow it. So don't say that. Don't say that. Right? Shiksha guru means you, that's someone who you follow. Everyone say, sometimes devotees become too whimsical. "Oh, this is my shiksha guru, this is my shiksha guru." But when he tells you something, you don't follow it. So how is the person your shiksha guru? So therefore, shiksha guru is many, but it means people you actually follow. Now, who is the diksha guru? Right? The diksha guru is the person who you follow the most. Right? Out of all the shiksha gurus, he's the person who the instruction most inspires you, whose example most inspires you. He's your diksha guru is your shiksha guru, but he's your main shiksha guru. And becomes so, then you say, "Prabhu, Maharaj, Gurudev, please will you initiate me?" Then you become diksha, right? The instructor. So this is your diksha guru. Your diksha guru is your main shiksha guru. And then there's the Vatma Pradaksha guru. This means the person who brought you to Krishna. Who brought you to Krishna? Who was the first person who gave you Krishna? Right, that's the Vatma Pradaksha guru. Right. For me, in one sense, it was actually Prabhupada, because I got one of Prabhupada's books. Right, so this is where it came. And when I read the book, it was actually Jad Bharata, which is this section now. When I read Coming Back, and I read that part, that's really instructed me. Right. So Prabhupada, Jad Bharata, then like my Vatma production, or my grandmother. My grandmother gave me the book. Well, she didn't give it to me. It was in her house. And then I saw it, I took it to her. So anyway, the person who first gives you Krishna. So this is called Guru Tattva. Right? Guru Tattva means the person who instructs you to become Krishna conscious. Right? The Guru. Yeah. So you need Guru. Guru is not different from Krishna. Prabhupada quotes in this particular verse. Every morning we sing Guravashtika. Guravashtika means the eight prayers to the Guru. What's the first prayer? Samsara Dava Nalalita. So some devotees call these the Samsara prayers. It's called the Guravashtika. Right? It's not samsara, but you're not praying for samsara. "Oh, please give me repeated birth and death in this material world. I am enjoying myself too much. Please give it to me again and again." Samsara davana lalita loka. This samsara, this birth and death is like davanala. What is davanala? Forest fire. Huh? You want forest fire? No. Whole world is getting forest fire. Australia got big forest fire. Last year, big forest fire. So it is coming. Material world is like that, it's full of suffering. So then what is your ashraya? Where do you take shelter? When the forest fire comes, you take shelter of Guru. Ashraya, vigraha. Vigraha means? Yeah, it means form. Right? Ashraya Vigraha. When you are going through so much difficulty in this world, where do you take shelter? You take shelter of Guru. And the Guru will deliver you from birth and death. This is the system. So these different prayers, Yashap Prasada Bhagavat Prasada, means Yashap Prasada. Without the mercy of the Guru, you cannot get the mercy of Krishna. He is okay. He is okay. Are you enjoying being a mother? Mother is the first guru. Are you enjoying it? No? Imagine being a guru and you had so many disciples. Imagine you had 1,000 kids like this. How would you enjoy yourself? This is the enjoyment of being a spiritual master. That's why some devotees will not take disciples. Imagine you had 1,000. So many problems. So, Yashaprasada, without the mercy of the Guru, you cannot get the mercy of Krishna. This is an important philosophical point. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur is writing, without the mercy of Guru, you cannot get the mercy of Krishna. With the mercy of Guru, you can get all the mercy of Krishna. That is the system. Shakshat Dari Twena Samasta Shastra. The Guru is none different from Hari. As we said, he is Hari's representative. So we treat him like we treat Hari. How do you treat Krishna? You treat Krishna with great respect. You should. You serve Krishna so nicely. It's like Brihabana Prabhu, he's serving Krishna very nicely. Right? He's trying his best to please the deity, serve the deity. That is the system. That's how you serve Guru. If you serve Guru like that, then Krishna will be happy. Right? You can't just serve Krishna and not serve Guru. Or Vaishnavas. You can't. This is another mistake devotees make. I will serve Guru nicely, but I won't serve the devotees nicely. I'll serve my Diksha Guru, my Shiksha Guru nicely, but not the other devotees. That's not pleasing. How will the Guru be pleased? Right? Guru is pleased when he sees that the devotees are being served nicely. That is the system. So then, Nikunja Yuno Ratikali Sijai Yayalivi Yuktiya Pekshiniya Tatrati Dakshat Atibalabhasya. What is the Guru's qualification? He is Daksha, expert. The Guru is Daksha. He is expert. That's why we follow him. Because he is expert in serving Krishna. Because he's expert in serving Krishna, he is Ballabha. Ballabha means deity. Daksha, Ati Ballabha. Ati Ballabha means very expert in serving Krishna. Ati Ballabha means very dear to Krishna. You become very dear to Krishna when you become very expert. That's why you need a guru. And what does the guru teach you? Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita. The guru teaches you how to get a taste for chanting. How do you get a taste for chanting? You have to learn the mood in which the guru chants. Shivigraha Radhana Nityananda. The guru teaches you how to serve the deities beautifully. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Adi Guru, the original Guru, he teaches all the devotees and the Gundicha Marjana pastime how to serve very nicely. So he's teaching like that. Chaturvita Sri Bhagavat Prasada. The Guru teaches you how to honor Prasada. Honor Prasada nicely. You know, actually, it says in the Shastra, you should not honor Prasada while you're standing. You see this like Indian cultural thing. People stand up and they eat. You see all the time. It's actually not honoring prasada. It says you have to sit. It actually technically it says you have to take your shoes off. Just like when we go to Jagannath Puri, we take Jagannath Prasad. Right? There's so many rules or standards that you have to follow when you honor Jagannath Prasad. It says when you honor Jagannath Prasad, you're not even allowed to sit on a mat. You have to sit on the floor, the most humble. Right? You have to honor the prasad. But so many things of it. Right? So we have to understand these different things. This is what we learn from Guru. If you don't have Guru, you don't understand. So who is the original Guru? Right? He is Krishna. He is the Adi Guru, the original Guru. And then Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu. He is the Adi Guru, the original Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He is none different from Radha and Krishna. So he is teaching us. And then who is his first expansion? Nityananda Prabhu. Follow Balaram. Balarama Hoilo Nitai. So Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is like the Adi Guru, the original teacher. He is teaching us. He is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Who teaches you how to serve Krishna? The Guru. Who is the original Guru who teaches us? Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda teaches how to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Balaram teaches us how to serve Krishna. Radharani teaches us how to serve Krishna. That is the system. So the Guru is the expansion of Nityananda Prabhu. Or in Vrindavan, you see the Guru as a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. So this is who the Guru is. The Guru is the servitor. The Guru is the assistant of Nityananda Prabhu and Srimati Radharani. This is how we see the Guru. This is Guru Tattva. So there's many more things which could be said about Guru Tattva. If we had a devotee who has more realizations, he can teach you so many things. But we've just said a few things about Guru Tattva. So we stop here. We ask if there's any questions or comments on what we have discussed. Anything near us? Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the wonderful class. I have a question. Generally, when we address Mayavi, even Mayavi is the servant of the Lord, right? So, do we address with respect? Because I've seen some people say,
Just say it into the microphone so they can.
Okay. Hare Krishna. So, generally, when we address Maya Devi, do we need to address with respect because she is a servant of Krishna? Because I've seen people who address Maya Devi, because of the stupid Maya, I'm into so much illusion and everything. So, how do you.
You have to be respectful because in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's still on?
Yes,
sir. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami instructs us, do not be disrespectful to the demigods. It's actually an offense to Krishna. Sometimes you hear devotees say, oh, Indra did this, Brahma did this. It was like disrespecting the demigods. We cannot criticize them. If you were in Indra's situation, you'd probably make more mistakes. Right? If you're in Brahma's situation, you probably make, so you cannot criticize. So it's disrespectful. So Maya Devi, Durga, right? She's Devata, demigod. So you cannot disrespect. And someone says, oh, Maya did this to me. You did it. Maya didn't make you do anything. Maya just gives you the opportunity. That's all. She tempts you. She says, oh, how about this? Do you want Krishna or do you want this? This is very nice for you. And she knows what we're attached to, so she presents what you're attached to. She says, come on, let's go to this. So you can't blame her, you chose. So it's nothing to it. So if anyone does that, it's disrespectful. Yeah, you have to respect her. In her original form, Mahamaya, the original form is Yogamaya. Purnamasi Devi, who is Krishna's servant. You have to respect her. You cannot disrespect. And you pray to Maya. Just like we pray to Lord Shiva. We say to Lord Shiva, please release me from my false ego. Please release me from material energy. So we pray to Maya like that. Please release me. You're the devotee. You have me captured. Please release me. So we respect her. It's okay? Okay. Last question. Pass the microphone.
Like with the current situation with COVID and not knowing when we can meet our spiritual master. How can you please our spiritual master, not having that Babu situation where it's only one, Prabhupada said that Babu is not always necessary, but how can we please the spiritual master then in that sense when we don't know when we're going to receive physical association. We don't know when, especially with the situation.
So we're not limited. Actually, if anything, the Guru has become more accessible. Since COVID happened, now you can really get to associate with the Gurus. No, not physically. Yeah. No, but there's more. There's more, much more online now than pre-COVID. There's much more online. I was driving here yesterday. It takes an hour and a half to drive from the farm. So the devotees of Mayapur are glorifying Pankajangri Prabhu. So there's much more online at the moment, much more than previously. So you can dive into that, you take advantage of that. So see it, you have to learn to pivot. No. Pivot means change. Like if you're going in this direction, okay, now you see there's an obstacle, then you change, you go that direction. So when COVID hit, what did we all do? We went online, we started teaching. Like, you know, I couldn't even teach my classes for almost 1 year. You know, every Monday and Tuesday night I teach in the temple. The Bhagavata, I couldn't do that, so I had to pivot. What did I say? Oh, no, now we can't do it. No, just get online, keep going. Yeah. So now it's more, and now that I'm back, now I teach in the temple, but now we have the options. Okay, devotees can be, if devotees can't make it, they can listen online. So it gives more opportunities. So in one sense, we can be with the guru more than before. In one sense, so. I mean, nothing replaces Babu. But what do we do? It's beyond our control. Yeah. And now devotees are leaving. Devotees are leaving. Right? Next 10, 15 years, most of the gurus will not be there either. So now we have to prepare for reality. Krishna is testing us. So, is it a big test? Yes. Can we pass the big test? Yes, we can. We will pass it. But it means you have to become deeper in your Krishna consciousness, more serious in your Krishna consciousness. No. We're lucky here in Australia. I mean, in Australia, you can come and you can go into the temple and you can do Harina. You can't even do that at the moment in other places in the world. No, it's a test, that's all. Are you willing to pass the test? If you're a soldier, you will pass it. Right? If you're a civilian, you will not pass it. Prabhupada says, when you join this movement, you become a soldier in the Sankirtan army. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says you have to become a Kshatriya. Prabhupada says we want Arjuna or no one. If you're not a Kshatriya, then go and join the Mormons. Or become a Buddhist, or go and join some other group. Go become a Jehovah's Witness or something. If you're a Kshatriya, then this is only for Kshatriyas. Are you Kshatriya or not? And work it out. Because if you're not a Kshatriya, go somewhere else. Means if you're not ready to fight, because this is going to be difficult. You think this was difficult last? No, this is just the beginning. Trust me. Trust me. The next 30 years, hands up if you will live 30 years, if you live naturally. I think all of us. You're going to see a lot happen in Kali Yuga in the next 30 years. A lot. So get ready. So I'm already getting ready. I mean, in my heart. I'm already like, come on, ready to fight. Because there's a battle coming. Yeah, if you just want to know everything's nice, then no, it's not going to be like that. So are you ready for the battle or not? Otherwise, go home and take rest. But if you're ready, then get ready to fight. Yeah, it's difficult. I'm not saying it's not difficult. It's difficult. It's difficult not seeing the guru. I haven't seen my guru for 20 years. My guru left this world. You know what that's like? You know what that's like? He was only 56. You know what that's like? I could have still had him now. No, but gone. That's difficult. When that happened, when my guru left, honestly, I felt I didn't know if I could keep being a devotee. That's how I felt. It was so difficult. But after time, then Krishna came, and then you realize. Now, actually, there is no restriction or impediment or obstacle to associating with the guru. Prabhupada lost Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur in 1936. How old was Prabhupada? He was only 40 when he lost his guru. But he said, when he came to America, he said, my guru was with me every day. That's how you have to feel. That's what it means. That's the reality. Not easy. None of us want it like that. But if you want to be with your guru every day, you have to go back to Goloka. Then you can be every day. TK? Acha. Okay. Please come again. Mataji. Okay. What is your question?
You were talking about six shakras and eight shakras.
Yeah.
So in school we see our teachers, they also are six shakras, but they're not in the discipline succession. So
which teachers?
Like school teachers.
Oh, school teachers.
But if we don't get
yeah, it means they're like a Shiksha Guru, but they're not actually a Shiksha Guru. Because Shiksha Guru teaches you Bhagavad Gita. Does your teacher at school teach you Bhagavad Gita? Yeah, so they're not Shiksha Guru. They're teacher. So you offer respect, you're very nice to them, you listen to them, you offer them respect, because they're your teacher. They're teaching you good things, but they're not a Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru teaches you about Krishna. So they're not a Shiksha Guru, but they're a teacher. So you offer respect. But you don't have to offer obeisances. You don't have to touch their feet. You don't have to put a garland on them. You don't have to do all these things. But you have to be respectful. You have to behave yourself. Is it okay? Any other questions? Okay. Shiva Prabhupada ki?
Jai.
Gauranga.